IG, who was shot and killed by Israeli military forces during a protest in the occupied West Bank, was buried today with hundreds attending her funeral, including Turkey's vice president. VOA's Özgürkan Bakley reports.
During the funeral at the mosque, the crowd chanted slogans denouncing Israel and the U.S. Turkish-American citizen Egi was a human rights activist and a volunteer with International Solidarity Movement, which supports Palestinians through nonviolent means against the Israeli occupation. The Israel Defense Forces state that she might have been accidentally hit indirectly. However, autopsy report by the Palestinian Authority shows she was killed by a direct hit. Washington has condemned the killing as unacceptable. Ankara also plans to request international arrest warrants for those it considers responsible for what it views as an intentional killing. Olcan Bakiler, Voice of America, Didim, Aydın.
Israeli airstrikes have hit central and southern Gaza overnight, killing 14 people. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Footage captured by the AP shows mourners attending the funeral of the Turkish-American activist Aysenor Ezgi Ayge in Turkey. Her death was condemned by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as the United States, Egypt, and Qatar push for a ceasefire. This comes as airstrikes in Gaza City hit a home housing more than 10 people, including women and children. Gaza's civil defense reported that another strike hit a tent in Khan Yunis, where Palestinians displaced by the war are taking refuge. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The United Arab Emirates is not prepared to support a post-war plan for Gaza without the establishment of a Palestinian state, the foreign minister said. This is VOA News. Iran says it launched a satellite into space with a rocket built by the country's paramilitary revolutionary